Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are, the last song. And I pray that after the music stops, that the focus will be on you, Lord. People will see you for who you are and worship you with their lives. Cam, share your heart with us.
El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship you. El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship you. I worship you, yes. Father, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner. And Father, I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner, and Father, I worship you. I worship you, Father, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. I worship you. Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider, you're my provider, and Father, I worship you. Jehovah Jireh, Lord, you're my provider. Lord, you're my provider, and Father, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Father, I worship you. Oh, Jesus, I worship you. My provider, I worship you. Oh, Father, I worship you. El Shalom.
Even think about the Lord being your El Shaddai, something down
to raise up. Something down on the inside of you begins to begin to come up out of you when you begin to think about God being your El Shaddai. I just want to say to you out there listening on today that this is the Lord doing, hallelujah, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made for us, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send us the right now prosperity. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I'm telling you, I'm excited on today. I'm amped up on today. I'm telling you, I'm overjoyed on today. I'm happy on today. I'm walking in newness on today. I'm walking in new power on today. I'm walking in new anointing on today. And on today, I'm taking back everything that the enemy has stole from me. Everything that the cancer one, the locust, and the caterpillar has tried to take from me in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Yadavos, I'm telling you, men and women of God, kings and queens with riches, sitting in heavenly places, now is the time not for you to fall down. Now is the time for not for you to fall back, but the time for you to raise up, get up, walk up in your stuff, and get what God has for your very life. If you believe that, say, I'm walking in it, hallelujah. If you know that, say, I'm walking in it, hallelujah. And if you know that it's already done, say, it is mine, and nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all double stop. Oh, God, hallelujah. Woo. I'm telling y'all, I miss y'all. I am royalty listeners out there on today. I miss y'all. I'm telling you, I'm happy to be back on today. I'm telling you, I just been doing a lot of things with school and stuff, but it's time now, hallelujah, shot. It's time now to speak life and to those that need the new life, breathe up into them on today, hallelujah. I'm telling you, blessed by the best, and you better know it. You are blessed by the best, you better know it. You are blessed by the best, you better know it in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I won't be before you long on today. I just want to encourage somebody on today to let them know, that it's not over, but it's only beginning to live. Hallelujah. I'm going to come to you today out of 1 Kings 17, verse 7 through 16. I'm reading to you out of the New International Version. And if a lot of you who's listening right now are driving, or you're somewhere where you can't get a Bible, I want you to write this down and remember or re-listen to this program later. And it really just meditate on this word because it's an awesome word. And the word of the Lord says, sometime later, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon and stay there. I have directed a widow there to supply you with food. So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. Remember that word, gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, would you bring me a little water in a jar? Remember that word, jar. So I have a drink. As she was going to get it, he called and said, bring me, please, a piece of bread. As surely as the Lord your God lives, she replied, I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I'm gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. Elijah said to her, don't be afraid. Go home and do as I have said. But first make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me. And then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the land. Ha! Woo! She went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. May God have a blessing to the reading and hearing of his word. Hallelujah. On today, the topic is called Stop Gathering Sticks and Look in Your Jar. Hallelujah. I don't think nobody heard me, but I'm just going to repeat this again. Stop gathering sticks and look in your jar. Hallelujah. And the key verse on today is verse 15 through 16, and it says, she went away and did as Elijah had told her. I want somebody to say obedience. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil was not run dry. Huh? Somebody say more than enough. Huh? In keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. Hallelujah. And if you believe that that's for you, and you believe that you can have overflow in your life, I want you to say, my overflow is here now. Hallelujah. And just in case the devil trying to make you not say that and believe that and have faith in that, say to yourself, self, my overflow is here now. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord our God, for he is worthy to be praised. Bless the name of the Lord our God, for he is God, and there's no other. Bless the name of the Lord, because he is Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. Bless the name of the Lord, because he is El Shaddai. Bless the name of the Lord, because he is Jehovah Jireh. Bless the name of the Lord, because he is Jehovah Tishtenu. Oh, God, he is everything that you need in life and so much more. Hallelujah. Well, we all know the story about the widow woman from Zarephath. And on today, when God gave me this topic and this title, Stop Gathering Sticks and Look in Your Jar, it was a different insight that God began to give me. It was different wisdom that he began to give me. It was different knowledge that he began to give me. And I was like, well, Lord, I done preached on that before. I done talked about that before. The Lord said, you may have, but you will never talk about it like you're finna talk about it on today. So I began to get my notebook and my ink pen and begin to write down what God has given me. Well, I'm finna go over a few little things about the woman of Zarephath and her faith. Hallelujah. Well, we all know she was a single mother because she was a widow and her husband has died. And she was going through a famine in the land, actually a drought in the land. But one thing the Lord let me know on today, that the woman had divine faith because she applied 2 Chronicles 20:20 into her life. 2 Chronicles 20 says, have faith in the Lord God, and you will, he will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful and prosper. I don't think y'all heard me. Have faith in the Lord God. He will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful and prosper. Meaning that the woman of God has to have some divine faith to go up in her house and believe what this man of God said, to cook the last of her food and believe that she will have an increase and an overflow in her life. Hallelujah. Also, the Lord let me know she was a giver, just like Matthew 10:8 says, surely give, surely receive. Hallelujah. How many of you out there on today know that when you give into the men and women of God, or you begin to give into God's house, or you begin to give into the people of God, that Jesus said, you did unto the least of my brothers and sisters, you have done it unto me. Don't you know that when you give unto people, that the Lord will give back unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, that means to give unto your bosom, because the same measure you give unto others will fall into your lap. Woo! Hallelujah. Also, she was a thinker because she thought to herself, huh, that if it looked like a bad situation, huh, who am I talking to on today? I see all y'all study calling in. There's a lot of y'all, but I hope y'all get this on today. But she was a thinker. She thought that it looked like it was an end. Huh? She thought that her and her son was going to die. Huh? She thought that it was over because everything was coming her way. So she was a thinker. And Jesus said, whatever man thinketh, so is he. Remember when the prophet Elijah said, woman, give me something to drink. She was able to give him that. Well, go fix me a cake. She said, man of God, should the Lord, your God, is to live. I don't have no cake. All I have is a little flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And after I fix that, me and my son is going to die. So in order for her to prepare herself, oh, that boot shot. In order for her to prepare herself to die, it had to come with a thought. She had to think that it was over. She had to think that it was not going to get better. She had to think that this was the last straw of this in my life. Hallelujah. And because she thought she was not valuable, and because she thought no one cares for her, and because she thought that she didn't have anyone, and because she thought that it was the end for her and her son in her life, huh? I want somebody to say, huh? Not so. Hallelujah. How many people out there know that Philippians 4:19 manifests in the widow woman's life, where the Lord said, I supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus? Don't you know when it looks like you don't have nothing? Don't you know when it looks like all that's your life like the widow woman. Hallelujah. Don't you know that God manifests himself in her life because she trusted in the Lord. She trusted in the name of the Lord. She trusted that what God said through this man of God was going to manifest in her life. Proverbs 3, verse 5 through 6, manifested in the widow's woman life. That says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Don't you know that this woman did not believe in her own ways, because her ways said she was going to die. Her ways said it was over. Her ways said her and her son are going to eat this last meal, and we're going to wither up all up and die. But she couldn't trust in her own intuition. She couldn't trust in her flesh. She couldn't trust in herself. But she had to trust and believe in God, and he directed her path. Don't you know she could have went any other way to go gather sticks? Who am I talking to? Don't you know she could have went somewhere else and gathered some stuff? Don't you know she didn't have to go that way, but the Lord directed her path, and the Lord told the man of God to go there because it'll be a widow there. Don't you know that when you obey God, don't you know when you listen to God, that God will manifest great things in your life? And don't you know that obedience is better than sacrifice? You might think you're making a sacrifice, but only time you make a true sacrifice is when you obey the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't you know that when you obey the Lord, greatness will fill up your life like never before in the name of Jesus. Don't you know that? Don't you know that you are blessed by the best? Don't you know you're walking royalty? You better look at yourself and see who you are. You better look at yourself and know that who you are. You better know that the power is buzzing of inside of you of God, and he's ready for you to give birth to your promise. He's ready for you to walk in your excellence. He's ready for you to meet your destiny so you can do great things in life in this world. In the name of Jesus, it's time for you to be powerful and effective. It's time for you to be life-changing. It's time for you to know who you are. It's time for you to lay hands on the sick. It's time for you to cast out demons. It's time for you to cure all those leprosy, sickness, and diseases, and all the sickness that's going around. It's time for cancer to dry up. It's time for hate to lead people. It's time for you to walk in the overflow of God. Hey, you're the most shocked. He cannot have the most. For you to stop gathering sticks, but to look in your jar. Time for you to stop gathering sticks. Stop saying, woe is me. Stop thinking it's the only way out. Stop thinking it's all there is. But the devil is a lying, defeated foe. You will get the overflow in that jar that God has for you. Hallelujah. Now, I'm sending now so I can get the definition of sticks out to you, to let you know the definition of that sticks that she was going to get. The definition of sticks is a noun. It's a branch or branches shoot off a tree. It is shrubbed up, it's been cut up, and broken off. Hallelujah. My God. Did you hear what I just said about a stick? It's broken up, shoved up, and cut off. I'm here to tell you on today that everything in your life looks broken or cut off will be restored. Let me say that again. Everything in your life on today, whoever listens to the sound of my voice, that seems broken, that seems shrubbed or cut off, will be restored. Hey, God, I got a boost. He will be restored. And nothing the devil can do. He can't stop you because your time is now. He can't stop you because your time is now. Hey, hold your boost. I don't care if what looks like in your life that seems to be a drop, it will be replenished. Let me say that again. I don't care what it looks like to you in your life that looks like a drought, it will replenish. Everything in your life that looks shattered, I'm here to tell you on today that sure the Lord God is lives, whom I serve. He is getting ready to pull all the pieces together. He is really ready to put the pieces together again and make you into a new masterpiece. I want somebody to touch their chest and say, I am a masterpiece. If you believe that, say, I am a masterpiece. And if you just know God is going to do it right away, say, I am what the jar means, huh? Oh, let's listen and see what this jar means here. Now, we done talked about what a branch means. Broke up, cut up, cut off, shrugged out. Now, a jar is a noun. It is a broad mountain container. To attain the quantity and such can hold. Ha, let me say that again. It is a mounted together container to attain the quantity of such, of one that can contain all the things that need to be hold. Hey, God, hey, God. Don't you know that is why you cannot gather sticks anymore like the widow woman? Because the Lord wants to pour something in your jar. Let me say that again. Stop gathering sticks because the Lord wants to pour something in your jar. He wants to pour something in your jar like he did the widow woman. He wants to pour things in your jar to fill up to the top so it can run over. He wants to pour in your jar things that will make it able for you to walk in the seemingly and abundantly in your life. Don't you know that in this season in your life, you need to have eagle faith? Let me say that again, just in case you never heard of an eagle faith. An eagle fly above the ground level, and when it fly, it knows that it will see its prey. Who am I talking to? It knows that it will attain food, and it trusts in God to supply food for it on a daily basis. Who am I talking to? Don't you, some of you out there listening right now, trust in God to supply for your life on a daily basis. Trust in God to do something excellent in your life on a daily basis. Trust in God to walk above any obstacle or issues or transitions of pain that you're going in your life, because you walk above it and you're walking high and you're flying over the situation. Don't you know you got to walk in that eagle faith to attain the jar mentality in your life? Hallelujah. Ooh. God is pouring into your jar things that you have not even begin to even see manifest in your life. He is pouring in increase in your jar, overflow, abundance, healing, wealth, prosperity, success, love, leaping, liberty, purpose, promises, power, renewal, revival, relaxing, resting, reigning, the glory, boldness, blessings, businesses, homes, cars, jobs, spouses, overflow, and divine favor. He is pouring in your jar. Hallelujah. And if you believe that, say, Lord, fill my jar up and make it overflow. And if you know that he's going to do it, say, Lord, fill my jar up and make it overflow. Hallelujah. Hey, yadabosha. He come now that anabosha. He is filling up your jar so you will never, ever in your life again go without anything. The Bible says in 13:17, verse 15 through 16, that the widow woman never went without her or her family or the prophet Elijah because of her faith. I'm here to let you know on today, you can stop picking up them sticks. You can stop picking up all that stuff that cut off, dried up, and dried up. You can stop picking that up, but you can go look in your jar on today. Yes. Some of y'all out there need God to do a miraculous move. If it's checking your bank account, check it on today. If you get a heal, touch yourself and say, physician, heal thyself. Luke 4 says you can do so. If it's divine favor, say, Lord, increase my faith. If it's walking in your ministry, say, Lord, I'm walking in greatness. And there's nothing the devil can do to stop me. If it's you want to get married, begin to lay out the stuff for your wedding. Begin to plan your wedding. If you want to get your house, start packing up your stuff. If you want a new ride, go to the car and lay hands on your ride. If you want a new job, go fill out some applications in Jesus' name. If you want a new business, go ahead and get your business plan laid out and go get your 413C. Whatever it is you need and whatever you desire, trust in the Lord to cancel all you can't enough things. Go begin to fill up your jar. Hallelujah. He is filling up your jar on today. He is doing great things in your life on today. But you got to know that you walk in faith, fame, and finances. You got to know that you are royalty. You got to know that you are walking in riches. You got to know that you are not being defeated no more, but that's past tense. You got to know that failure no longer will be an option, but all you do is win. You got to know that you are a gladiator, a warrior, a trailblazer, and you are Hallelujah. And if you believe that, just say, Lord, I know that. Hallelujah. And it is so. In Jesus' name, this I declare. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I'm telling you, it's an overflow that's taking place through these airwaves. It's an overflow taking place through the sound of my voice. It's an overflow. The fire of God is taking place through these airwaves on today. This I declare the Lord in the name of Jesus. Don't you worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Cast all your cares and anxieties upon the Lord because he cares for you. Don't you even think about it because the Lord got everything in your hands. Life, issue, junk, garbage, bills, financial situations. He is Lord God all by himself. He don't need your help. He got this, baby. God got this all for your life. Oh, God. Hey. Woo. He got this. He don't need to have your Lopez say, I got this. God got this. He got this. My kids want it all time. George Lopez. He'll say to me, I got this. God got this. He don't need your help. He got this. He knows the plan he has for your life. Declare the Lord. The plan is for evil and affected and not even not good, but affected it. And he got your life. Hallelujah. Woo. I'm opening up the line on today. I'm only going to let two people get on there. Oh, my God, it's filled up on here. I wish I could get everybody in. Oh, God. Caller, you're live on the air, 861-6486. Caller,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello? Pastor Shana?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, too. Just wanted to let you know that I'm being blessed by and encouraged by your words today. As of this month, I am 7 months cancer-free. God is truly amazing.
Come on. Woo. Woo. Come on now. Tell it.
As of, 7 months cancer-free, like you said, you have to go through some things to get to some things. I just believe God in his word. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God said he would deliver us out of them all. And if we ask for a thing, and he said in Mark 11:23-24, "In whatever you say, you shall have what you say." So I thank God today for healing. I thank God today for strength. I tell everybody every day is good and blessed day. Some days are not so good going through chemo, but every day is a good day. Any day I can wake up and give God the glory is a good day. So I thank God for strength, for life, for healing, and for everything. I kept on hearing you say, who am I talking to? The enemy does not have any ground to stand on with a believer. He does not have ground to stand on. So I speak the word. I speak the word into the atmosphere. I speak life. I speak healing. I speak peace. I speak joy, because all those things belong to me. And I am so grateful to God, woman of God, for your boldness and for your continued faith in God, because you know the word of God lets us know where two or three are gathered in his name, he'll be in the midst. So I thank him for being in the midst. And I just want to tell you I love you and God bless you. Amen.
Amen, amen. I love you too, woman of God. You made me jump up in here. You made me jump up. You said you cancer free. I'm telling you, people don't know that God is a healing God, and he's still performing miracles. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Oh, God. I'm telling you, your testimony is blessing someone. Even right now, as we speak, I'm telling you, I wish I could take more callers, but I'm actually running out of time. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of people on here that's actually on here listening right now. And they're in the chat room and Skype and in the switchboard, and they're listening to this. And they're going to even, some people even coming home later to listen to this. So for them to hear my testimony and then to hear your testimony, that's going to give them more higher faith in God.
Well, amen. Glory to God.
Well, everyone, I wish I could take you all on the air, but I can't. I only have, like, actually a minute left, so I'm going to leave you all with this. Just know that as you walk through the rest of this week, knowing that overflow is yours, and know that the Lord is filling up your jar, and know that greatness is on your life, and you are royalty
You are a ruby for women. You are a rare jewel. You are kings and queens with riches, sitting in heavenly places and walking in your greatness. I want you to know that you are blessed by the best. I'm your host, Associate Pastor Tashana. I will be back with you. I'm thinking about doing twice a week, but I will let you all know for sure. But if not, I will be back with you next Friday at 3:30. And I thank all for you all for just listening in on today and being blessed by Iron Royalty Radio Show. I will leave you as we call our Mary Mary, Holy Spirit reign like Seattle. Be blessed. Agape!
My Block Radio. You're listening to The Sound.